ito, hindi nyo to alam. What I like about Lalaine is her joyous disposition. Madali tumawa yan si Lalaine. Oo, masayahin. Kaya pag nakita nyo yung mukha niya, parang siya palagi nakangiti. Kasi totoo yun. Totoo yung laman ng loob niya na masaya siya. Meron siyang ginagawa fun. Every day, tinitingnan niya yung mukha ko, natatawa na siya sa mukha ko pa lang. Thank you, umagang kay Gog na family. Salamat sa iyo kasi nandiyan ka pa rin. Nakikinig sa mga episodes. Hindi lang yan, kinikwento mo rin tayo sa mga kaibigan mo at pamilya mo na meron tayong podcast para mabless din sila. Salamat. At salamat din kasi binili mo ako ng coffee. Thank you sa patuloy mong suporta, ha? Maraming salamat. Kung hindi pa, please press that button there na nakikita mo. Buy me a coffee. That's virtual. It will bless me. Okay? Tapos, thank you sa mga nag-iwan ng mga notes dyan. Binasa namin yan. Appreciate namin. Maraming salamat. Salamat din sa financial support mo through buying a virtual coffee. Tuloy mo lang yan para marami tayong mabless ng mga tao. Salamat again. Thank you. Now, let's go to our topic, our episode now. Many weeks ago, binanggit natin sa inyo yung 3 ways to make yourself your best friend. Ngayon, 3 more ways. Dadagdagan natin to make yourself your best friend. You know, in Psalms 139 verses 14, the Word of God says, "Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It is amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous and how well I know it." Yung psalmist, sinong kausap niya? Si Lord. Sabi niya, "Thank you kasi ginawa mo kong napakaganda. Wow, beautiful. Na ikaw ay naniniwala na ikaw ay maganda." Ha? Napakahalaga niyan. Kaya, you need to what? To help yourself make yourself your best friend. Listen to this. Unless you have a healthy relationship with yourself, you will never have a healthy relationship with others. Kaya the Lord says, ayusin mo yung relasyon mo sa sarili mo, ha? Para ano? Para maayos mo din yung relasyon mo sa iba. So let me give you 3 more ways. Dagdag ito dun sa una nating episode many weeks ago. How to make yourself your best friend. Ito yung number 1. Focus your fantasies. What? Yes. Oh, pakinggan mo to, ha? Sasama ka ba sa taong palagi kang minamaliit? Sasama ka ba dun? Naalala ko yung isang girl trying to be sweet sa boyfriend niya. Sabi niya, "Alam mo, ikaw lang nag-iisang lalaki sa buhay ko. Ha? Trying to be sweet." Alam mo, sabi ng boyfriend, "Bakit? Wala ka bang tatay?" Kinontra! Sasama ka ba sa taong palagi kang minamaliit? Palagi kang kinokontra? Hindi! Yun ang sagot nating lahat. No way! Ex yan! Hindi ko sasamahan yan! Kontrabida! But, why do we do the exact same thing to ourselves? Bakit palagi natin kinukontra ang sarili natin? Many times a day, we focus on our weaknesses. Diba? Palagi mo iniisip, "Naku, hindi ko to kaya. Naku, ano ako, mahihain. Ay, ano ako." Palagi. Kung ayaw mong samahan yung taong minamaliit ka, ba't palagi mong minamaliit sarili mo? We imagine our fears. We fantasize our failures. Kaya, focus your fantasies. Why? Because your fantasies influence your destiny. Tandaan nyo to, ha? Your mind is like a garden and each thought is a seed planted in that garden. Kaya ang question, what kind of harvest do you want to have? Ano? So, magtanim ka ng tamang fantasies. Magtanim ka ng tamang tingin sa sarili mo. So huwag masyadong tingin ng tingin sa sarili mo na yung kahinaan. Huwag na. Marami na nga yun eh. Huwag mo na masyadong tingnan. Tandaan mo, what you focus on grows. Tingnan mo naman yung mga galing mo. Tapos yun ang madalas mong isipin. Oo, yun. Bakit? Para mahalin mo ang sarili mo. Because the Lord says you are wonderfully made. Number two is this. To make yourself your best friend, please follow your fun. Yes, please do something fun every day. Okay? You know, the difference between a child and an adult is that as we grow up, we lose our ability to laugh easily. Oh, nawala na yung kapasidad natin na tumawa ka agad. Sa akin, do something fun every day. Sana tumatawa ka pa rin, ha? So, you know, studies show that children laugh 300 times a day, but an adult laughs only 5 times a day. Yun. So, nakailan tawa ka na buong araw ngayon? Oh, hindi pa tapos ang araw. Tawa ka pa. Subukan mong habulin yung 300 times a day. Kasi, yan ang pagmamahal mo sa sarili mo. Paano? Do something fun. That is clean. So that you could laugh easily. Ito, hindi nyo to alam. What I like about Lalaine is her joyous disposition. Madali tumawa yan si Lalaine. Oo, masayahin. Kaya pag nakita nyo yung mukha niya, para siyang palagi nakangiti. Kasi totoo yun. Totoo yung laman ng loob niya na masaya siya. Meron siyang ginagawa fun every day. Tinitingnan niya yung mukha ko, natatawa na siya sa mukha ko pa lang. Ganun. No, siguro nga, no? Hindi ko matanong nga. No, kung ako ba talaga ay pinagtatawanan niya, kaya pala siya masayahin. But please, please, do something fun today. Okay? That is how you love yourself. And the third one to make yourself your best friend is find your flow. Find your flow. Use your giftedness to serve not just yourself, but to serve the world. Use your core gift to serve the world. Ako? Ano ba ang core gift ko? Ito ako, mag-talk. Kumanta. Ay, ginagamit ko lahat yan. To serve the world. At napakasaya ko. Kaya when you use your gift, you attain flow. It is not work anymore, but play. Kaya ginagamit mo ba yung galing mo? Ilabas mo. And then serve the world. And believe me, once you serve the world, it also serves you. And when you do what you do, wow! God's glory shines through you. And this world will become a better place. So my dear friend, please make yourself your best friend. Tuwan-tuwa yan si Lord. Para pag ginawa mo yan, nag-uumpisa na. Nagaganda na rin yung relasyon mo sa paligid mo. Sasaya ang mundo mo. Make yourself your best friend. Let Lalaine lead us to prayer.
Let us pray. As we pray this, my dear friend, I want you to put a smile on your face as we remember that we are in His presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Dear Lord God, You made me so marvelous. Thank You for thinking about creating me. You are so generous for bringing me to this world. How You see me and how You formed me. How You know even my innermost parts. How You thought of me carefully and crafted everything about me out of Your deep love. Thank You, Lord. In Your presence right now, I want to affirm myself. I am declaring that I am wonderfully made. I am beautiful. Say this with me, dear friend. I am successful. I am confident. I am strong. I am getting better and better every day. All I need is within my reach right now. I am living with abundance. I am rising above the thoughts that are trying to make me afraid or doubtful. I am grateful for everything I have in my life. I can be whatever I want to be. I am not defined by my past. I am driven by my future. I feel more grateful for the blessings that you give me every day, Lord. I am getting healthier each day. I am getting closer to achieving my goals. I am constantly growing and evolving into a better person. I am going to forgive myself and free myself. I deserve to be freed. I deserve to be forgiven. I am worthy. My past might be ugly, but I am still so beautiful. I may have made mistakes, but I will not let these mistakes define me. My life has meaning. What I do has meaning. My actions are meaningful and inspiring to others. What I have done today was the best I could do. And for that, I am thankful. Happiness is always a choice. And today, I choose to be happy. Thank you, Lord, for all these declarations. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to walk in your presence and to feel your strength and grace. Thank you, Lord, for the overwhelming mercies that you give me every day that allow me to conquer any struggle, that gives me the capacity, Lord, to overcome. Thank you, Lord, for my capacity for joy. Thank you for the gift of laughter in my life. Give my life more reasons to smile. But more than that, Lord, may I make more people smile. Allow me to use my giftedness to serve others. And grant me the fulfillment, Lord, that as I stay and abide in you, I might flow and bless and be a vessel of your blessing to others. May my great talents and gifts be offered as a blessing to the world. All this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are amazing. You are wonderful. I hope you walk today knowing this with all your heart. God looks at you and sees your beauty, and He is more than convinced He made the right decision because He created you. God bless you. God bless you always.